Is it on?
It's on.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
We can get started with Matt.
Morning, Bob.
Hey.
Curious if you've settled on an opening night starter.
No, I'm not for publication at this point. No, let's get a little farther down the road and make sure everybody's okay.
Is Rosenthal still on track for tomorrow?
Tomorrow. And Murphy will play tomorrow as well.
Do you feel like anybody in the sort of the backup catcher group, has there been any more clarity kind of emerged there, or are all three of those guys still kind of jockeying for that?
Yeah, this probably goes down to the end. So I'm not going to, you know, we got enough time, a couple weeks left to take a hard look at everybody. So they're all getting a catch. They're all getting, you know, some at bats. It's going to be cut off a little bit with Murph now. And we'll probably have some of these guys backing up now as well in games. But there's nothing to declare on that yet.
Vince?
Bob, with Murph, like last year when you had spring training 2.0, I remember you kind of came in, he was caught up like back-to-back inter-squad games. There was some concern about his health, and he proved that he was fine. For you, looking at him starting his action tomorrow, other than just playing the games and coming out of it healthy, do you feel like there's plenty of time for him to be ready for opening day?
Well, relatively, yeah. I mean, you know, I do. I mean, I rely a little bit more on the training staff to confirm that, but that's what they're telling me at this point. So, you know, if he plays every other day, you know, he can get somewhere around 20 at bats. And then he gets, you know, the good thing is he's gotten plenty of at-bats in the sim games too. And can still do that on the days that maybe he doesn't play.
Matt?
I wanted to just kind of follow up on one of the rule changes that is being introduced in the minors, the one that is sort of against the shift with the infielders. Do you at any point, I mean, at this point, are you guys shifting at all, like more than in previous years, or do you feel like you're shifting kind of the same this spring? Playing both left-handers.
We get some data. Last year we probably didn't shift as much as we have in the past, and I think this year will be more so. So as far as the rule change goes, that doesn't affect us. You know, that's something that they're, you know, trying out in the minor leagues. I have opinions on it, but it doesn't affect us this year.
Are you, in terms of the opinions, are you sort of in favor of exploring that, or against it, or what are the opinions there?
I would have told you probably up until last year I was against it, but I think, you know, the extreme nature of a infielder and the outfielder in the outfield, I don't love that. I don't like the four outfielder thing. I don't like the softball rover out in right center field. So in that respect, I would like to see it changed a little bit.
Dominic.
Good morning, Bob. I just wanted to ask, you talked about it earlier in camp about guys batting lower in the order than maybe they're accustomed to. Is today kind of one of those orders with Moreland, Piscotty, 7-8, you know, right there, 6-7-8, and then Andrews down there? What are the conversations like with those guys when you fill out the card telling them, hey, you're in the order, but maybe a little lower than they're used to?
There aren't any discussions right now. You know, it's some of it has to do with getting certain guys more at bats. Like, you know, in Elvis's case, he's going to hit second tomorrow. Some of it is left-right related, and some of it is experimental. So I really don't feel I've had a need to talk to guys about hitting down in the order. And as far as today goes with Moreland, who's been fifth for the most part, is sixth. Bumgarner's on the mound today. So a little bit more heavy on the right side, you know, the first five.
And then to follow up, Canna's been getting a good handful of those in the leadoff spot. I know we ask you like every other day about the leadoff spot, but specifically with Mark, obviously he takes a lot of walks. What have you seen from him so far in camp?
He takes a lot of walks, takes a lot of pitches. You talk to the other guys behind him too, and they're like, this is great. we get to see a bunch of pitches before we come up there. So he's embraced it. I mean, I'm really comfortable with an leadoff spot, and he's comfortable with it at this point too.
Vince.
Bob, with less than 2 weeks still here in Arizona, is there a sense of where you are in camp, the realization that it's really not that far away from opening day, as you still have things that you want to decide and things you still want to see with 2 weeks in Arizona?
It's health is the most important thing. I think it's, you know, certainly the Tom situation, there were, you know, there's some guys we want to see a little bit more of, but I don't feel like I'm under any gun. I don't feel like spring opening day is around the corner at this point, but it's more health than anything else because, you know, for the most part, we have what looks to be a fairly set roster, less a couple of spots.
All right. Thank you, Bob.